Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by Tommy JB out on a hunt for the pumpkin spice latte. It's that season, and that's the reason for his being. Tommy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Better than JB. I didn't have to travel far and wide to find what he's looking for. So,
I hope he's getting the good stuff while he's there. A new game update for EA Sports College Football 25 came out on Monday, September 9th, 1.011. We should note, as we record this, EA has not officially put out any patch notes. I'm under the impression it was a pretty small patch, Tommy. I believe somebody on Reddit, I didn't get to see it because mine had already downloaded, so I couldn't go back and view the file size, but I believe people online were saying only 400 megabytes, which to me indicates this was probably just a few bugs and data fixes, but we believe we know at least a few of the items. The big one is, and people found this right out of the gate, you can edit player numbers for non-NIL or for accredited players. Think your Road to Glory player. You can edit their number anytime. So here's a look at what you can do. Fine. This was one of the big community concerns, big items they wanted. It's not quite the way we want it, and we'll get into that. But the big thing is, if it's a player who, again, a non-licensed player, computer generated, however you want to call it, in offline dynasty, and that's the big catch. You cannot do this in an online that we have found. I've even created a new one. You can't do it. Existing online, you cannot do it. Offline dynasties existing, including existing dynasties, you can do this. You can go in and edit player number. For example, this player here, Shakeem Howard, is a fictional player. He does not exist in real life playing for Nebraska. He starts off in the game. He's the lowest rated cornerback. He starts off as his player number is 46. You can edit to any open number. I played around, got to 40, 47, 49. So there's a little bit of editing there. Tommy, before we get into the community thoughts on this, because the community had a lot of opinions on it, what do you think? This is the first thing we found right out of the gate. This is the big item, in our opinion, in this patch, at least that we have found.
Yeah, it's when I was reading it this morning, before I had a chance to get on the game, I was reading about this and kind of got really excited. I was like, you know, that's a small feature, but everybody's asking for it. So Finally EA brought it in. But then as I read further, it is just for offline. So kind of disappointing to me. I pretty much only play in online dynasties, whether I'm playing solo or with other people. So, you know, I'm hopeful that maybe EA adds this on a server side. That's the only thing I can think that they're waiting on. But at the same time, it's, you know, at least if you play offline, you at least have the option now.
Right.
Again, as we've said in the past, I still don't understand the limitation. I don't even understand the limitation for NIL players. I mean, again, they change numbers all the time. It's not like it's part of their true identity, so to speak. I mean, I can understand your big names, you know, if you go in and change Travis Hunter or something like that, it's a little different, but at the same time, he's still Travis Hunter. He still looks like him, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's just my opinion, but anyway, long story short,
you know, height, weight, name, you would think the number could at least be editable, but we don't know EA's logic on this.
Yeah, exactly. It's our logic. Doesn't mean it's their logic. So,
right.
I mean, again, it's good for offline dynasties. Can hold out hope that since they haven't said anything, that it's also coming for online dynasties, but we'll kind of have to wait and see. The other kind of big thing to note here is that if you are in an offline dynasty and you change the number, I've not tested this, but other people were saying that if you have somebody else with that number, whether they're on the other side of the ball or not, it will also change their number. So if you go change a cornerback to number one, then your quarterback or running back who was number one before loses that assigned number. So definitely something to be aware of. You know, basically you have 85 players on your roster. You kind of have to expect to use zero through 99. So,
Now, did they say where that was at and what mode? Was that in Road to Glory when they did that? Because I'd say when I went in with this Shakeem Howard, I could only pick open numbers. I couldn't pick any number. Because he was, he started as 46. And when I scrolled left, he went to 40. And when I scrolled right, he went to 47 and then 49. I saw that same post you're talking about. I just don't know if they elaborate on the details of where that switching occurs.
They didn't say. I would assume dynasty, because that's what most people seem to be referring to. But at the same time, you know, it could be anything. I do know that there's kind of a number change glitch that I think even works in online dynasties to where you can kind of, you know, hack the system, so to speak, to where you can force a number change on another player. So it's kind of related to that. But at the same time, yeah, this will have to kind of see where things go from here.
The community really excited to hear this morning. Like you said, they, I think initially there was this impression it was for all dynasty modes. So obviously, when it came out just offline, there was some disappointment, but there was a good mixture. Bill Kahn says, "Can we edit them in dynasties we already started?" Yes, that's the one thing I went and checked. I went to an existing offline dynasty, and yes, you can change their numbers. Easy Breezy 23 says that's a W. He also wanted to know about online dynasties. That was the big question. No. Ghost says it's about time. Manning says, so close yet so far. We need online number changes. That's, I agree. I don't know if we're going to get it, but I agree. Finally, Big W. Finally, we get a lot of the memes responses. See, so you know something's big when I'm like on my phone when people start replying with the memes and the GIFs. I know, okay, they really like this or really upset them. But in this case, it was really good news for, I think, for a lot of people. Let's go. A lot of people tagging their friends to let them finally know they can go in and edit their players. I thought that was the most interesting part. Kay Godfrey had a good point. So we can only use Team Builder online, but we can only edit numbers offline. Like, how can we mesh these together somehow? Wow. That is a very good point. That there seems like depending what you want to do with this game, kind of dictates what kind of dynasty mode you want to play online or off.
I still got to think that they've got to bring this to online. I mean, I understand that there's slight differences between offline and online in terms of if you're offline, then nobody else can see what you're doing, I guess, maybe. But still, I still think that they have to eventually bring this to online Dynasty. I mean, like, I still don't understand why it was never in there in the first place. But now that we've got it in offline, I can't understand why you wouldn't bring it to online.
And I think your logic is correct. I think they view it as what people do offline, they can't control, or but you can still stream, it still can be shown very easily with social media and streaming. So it isn't like it's
Absolutely.
completely hidden, but maybe we don't know what legal is telling them. If this is a legal concern, again, we have to guess because EA is not going to elaborate on this. If it's a legal concern, maybe that's how they get around it. And we just don't know. That's what legal is saying. Like, you can do this, but you cannot do, I don't know. That's just one theory I have on this. Finally, the game is complete. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I mean, it is a good
No.
first step. Keelan McLean, it appears that EA is drip feeding CPU generated player customization to us. Fingers crossed for head models next. This is something we mentioned on the previous show. The Bronx 183 says you can also edit some licensed players as well. Here's Woody Marks for USC. You can edit his name and attributes. We pointed out last show what that is if it was somebody who was a late NIL add, if they were in that roster update that occurred about the first week of the year, there's some kind of bug or glitch or inconsistency. You can go in and edit those players because the game is still treating them, reviewing them apparently as a created player versus a real player. I assume that will get fixed or rectified at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure it's basically probably some flag on the player record that says this was an originally, EA created name or something like that, and that they just need to fix that flag or something on the individuals.
Yeah, I'm shocked they didn't actually fix that already, to be honest with you. I mean, if they're concerned
Yeah, I
about legal,
mean,
I can't believe that wasn't fixed like 24 hours later.
well, I mean, even if nothing else, fix it in this patch. If you couldn't fix it with a
Right.
roster update, then fix it with this small patch, I would have thought.
And
But
that's what's unique about the patch, I guess. I was under the impression from like the PS3 days on, and maybe it's changed that, to have a patch go out is quite a bit of work and even cost some money. So when they put out a small patch like this, I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be some big fix in here for something. Was it there's some kind of disconnect bug? Was there some sort of online glitch that also got rectified or fixed? I can't think they'd put a patch out for this being the primary thing. There are a couple other game aspects that we believe we think we know what they addressed, and we'll get to that here in a second. But I can't think they would put out a patch if it cost time and money just for a few small things, unless it's
yeah,
the bridge for something else.
it definitely costs time in terms of EA developing and QA and all this other stuff, and obviously you've got to go through Sony and stuff like that. But in terms of money, I don't think that cost is there back from the PS3, PS. I don't even know if PS4 had it, but definitely in the PS3 days, for every patch released, you had to pay a certain amount, and you were limited to how many patches you could release and everything like that. But
Which is
this
silly.
day and age, yeah, which is, I mean, it was silly, but it's also led us to the point to where every game gets released broken, and now let's just patch it afterwards. But
Right.
at the same time, I also get the sentiment, let's give us a chance to fix it and, get it right later down the road, no matter how many patches it takes. So.
Two other things that I'm looking around on online forums, such as Reddit, for example, that the community believes this patch addressed. One of them being the ability now to hot route out of play action. And I'll be honest, when I run play action, I never hot route, so I never ran into the bugger glitch. And I believe this was introduced in a previous patch. I think a patch broke it, and the belief is that this patch fixed it, if I understood it correctly. Am I right on that, Tommy?
Honestly, I don't know. I never saw it myself. I want to say even recently I've been able to hot route. I assume they're talking about the running back, but I may
I
be
believe
wrong about
so.
that.
I believe so.
Yeah. I want to say that I've been able to hot route even the running back, within the past week or so before this patch release. So, I never saw it, so I can't say whether it's fixed or not fixed. I do know that, for example, in some RPO plays and stuff like that, that the you can't hot route the receivers. I assume that's intentional because then you could kind of maybe create an overpowered play or something. I don't know. But yeah, in terms of play action, I've never seen that as an issue.
Another item is the option pitch, and I think you're the one who kind of brought this up to me, Tommy. The community kind of thinks this patch might have done something, or again, we have to guess because EA hasn't given us patch notes. But what are your thoughts on maybe this did something to the option pitch?
Yeah, this is something that I definitely have had an issue with. I don't know if I've seen anyone else mentioning it. I don't know if you've seen, if you've read people mentioning it or not, but definitely the option pitch after the previous patch had been broken, particularly if you're trying to pitch it just before getting tackled, the ball would kind of do something funny. It'd almost float like a balloon, losing its air or whatever. And then eventually it would fall to the ground and the play would be called dead. So yeah, it was a very bizarre pitch that would just kind of go nowhere. To me, that seemed to happen probably as often as 1 out of 4 or so. But then tonight, after the patch, I went into practice mode, just tried to run option over and over, and I still had it happen on a very few occasions, but it was more like 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 50. It wasn't nearly as frequent. So definitely seems to be improved. For me personally, it was bad enough that I stopped calling option nearly as much. Like if I didn't think that I was going to be able to run it easily, I wouldn't run it with run the play after the previous patch.
I haven't been running a lot of option lately because my online dynasty team doesn't have the playbook for it. But some of the other weird things, and I don't know if these have been fixed, the weird option things that I've seen, like on Reddit or on Twitter, people posting video of, is the one where the quarterback goes to pitch it and the ball just stays in his hand and the quarterback just the ice skating like off the screen. I don't think it's tremendously prevalent, but I have seen it like at least 2 or 3 times. I don't know if you've seen that one.
No, I've not seen that one.
And it's not option related, but they're a weird thing, and I think this was introduced in a patch. I could be wrong, that on certain cuts by the running back, like the play gets blown dead. I don't know if you've seen those clips going around online. That one I've seen
No.
a bit more than the kind of the bug with the option. It's one where it's a real nice cutback, and all of a sudden just plays blown dead. So there's something weird with that. I don't know if this patch touched at that, but I think those are the kind of things I think it did touch. I don't, because I went through it. Well, when it's 400 megabytes, if that's correct, it's not introducing art assets. That's way too small file size. Maybe it could activate them if they had them in a previous update. I'm still surprised we haven't gotten Colorado's new 24 uniforms. Now we've seen their home and away. So I got to think the next big update, they will be there. I didn't see any new field arts for the handful of schools I checked. I didn't see any new uniform pieces activated. And like I said, with that file size, it's just not, that wouldn't be included with a small patch like this.
Yeah, you're right. Again, they're not going to include new assets or anything like that. They, like you said, they could just, uncover them even though they were part of the last patch or something like that. But yeah, we'll kind of have to wait and see where it goes. The only thing to add here in terms of the patch, hopefully EA releases some notes here in the coming days. Our my guess, and I think others would probably share the same thought, is that the next patch is probably coming around September 19th. That would kind of follow in the timeline of every 3 weeks that we've kind of been seeing to this point. Again, nothing confirmed. We don't know for sure. There's not been any Virginia ADs that have released it, to our knowledge or anything like that. But yeah, so September 19th in theory will be the next big patch, I would assume.
And there's a lot detail-wise that needs to come out. I mean, but also gameplay stuff and feature corrections. So I'm ready for a big update. As we record this, Scott O'Gallagher was asked by Sean Mason, "Can you help understand why it's problematic to allow online dynasty users the ability to edit player numbers? Is it a legal issue, an NIL contracts, or a technical issue?" We didn't get the answer on that, unfortunately. I would love to know that specific detail, but worth noting, Scott O'Gallagher did state the plan is for this to be available online very soon. Stay locked. Usually, when you use that stay locked, it usually means pretty darn soon. So there will be some sort of online editing for the online dynasty. We know offline can do it, but will it just be for the non-NIL players or be for everyone? I gotta think probably just to match the offline. But it still is nice to know something is coming for online dynasty.
Yeah, my guess is we may get server-side maintenance as soon as maybe even tomorrow morning or something like that. Obviously, they usually announce that the night before, but I imagine EA does do an online Dynasty server-side maintenance that fixes this available. Like you said, my guess would it would be just for the non-NIL players, but you never know. I mean, without a patch, they can do whatever they want to do. So, we'll kind of have to wait and see what they decide to do there.
Tommy, are you looking to update your wardrobe? EASports.com/apparel. The first wave of College Football 25 clothing. They also say there's going to be more waves of this and also for their other sports titles. Like I said, as we record this, about 6 days left if you want to order it. Some unique stuff. And you see it on the screen. They're not a sponsor. But I do want to bring it to people's attention because a lot of people, as you know, led up to release. They wanted merchandise. They were hoping for more in that GameStop homecoming bundle in terms of clothing. So when EA announced that this was coming, there was a lot of hype and optimism, like, well, maybe there'd be some stuff here. I will say this, the look of it has grown on me the more I look at it. I just really wish, like, say, for example, on the crew or the hoodie or the t-shirt here, I wish that the College Football logo was on the front and the EA logo on the side. This is gonna sound weird. I have no problem like wearing or being proud or advertising College Football 25. I don't necessarily want to advertise EA Sports. I know that sounds weird because they're six of one, a half dozen of another. But and the design on the back is interesting to bring glory home, but I just wish the front had more of the game aspect for some of these designs. We have cover athletes. The back of it is interesting, the Big 25. There's one for each of the three cover athletes a design, and then there's obviously you have the joint the cover front, then kind of a biker hat. At least that's what they called it back in my day. Now it's a fundamentals active cap. But some of these are just EA Sports, basically, not necessarily College Bowl 25 stuff. So
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, yeah, if this is something you're looking for, it's not anything that I would do. I don't like to wear a lot of big logos anyways, but like you said, if it's something more just College Football 25, then yeah, I'd probably be more interested in it. But yeah, big EA Sports logo on the chest or the cover art basically on the chest. No, that's to me that doesn't really grab my attention. Back in the day, you and I both have been into EA, been invited to EA, and they have a store in their front lobby, and you'd get to kind of browse through the store and buy a few things if you wanted. And every now and then, I'd find some t-shirts there that I liked. So I mean, I was hopeful that there would be some other options. Like there was a retro kind of Tecmo Bowl style, or I guess it was Madden. Madden back in the day style that was pretty interesting, and they could have done something more here. I mean, I guess they're trying to showcase their cover art athletes, but at the same time, just with what they've done, it just seems, not enough effort put into it. It's kind of like a side project, and I understand the game comes first, but at the same time, if you're going to offer something that kind of really makes you want to buy it.
And I wonder about the timing of this, if they this is something that they had planned the whole time, or did the hype and momentum and sales at launch make them realize, okay, maybe we need to capitalize on this? I'm kind of surprised there wasn't something that's available at launch. I think they would have. I'm sure it'll probably still sell, but I would think if it had been around launch or maybe the week before launch, it probably would have sold even more. But maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, and yeah, you're right that probably if you had bought the game and you were nostalgic for it and you loved it whenever you first sat down with it, yeah, you probably would have. I think temperature has kind of dropped a little bit, not in the sense of the game is bad, but just that people move on to other games or what have you. So, I think this probably could have had better timing. To me, as well, looking at it, I couldn't find, I'm somebody who I care what kind of material it is. Is it, 100% cotton or whatever? And then as well, who makes the t-shirt or the sweatshirt or whatever, just to kind of know what kind of quality it is. From what I could see, I couldn't find, is it 100% cotton or is it, like a 60-40 blend or whatever? And again, that's a small thing, but to
No, it's
me, that kind of helps you know, is it, what to expect for it more than just your Costco hoodie,
No, especially for that cost, you kind of want what you're getting. Is it like a home field apparel quality caliber stuff? Is it a Gildan, which I think this stuff is very comfortable. I mean, who is it? We don't know.
Exactly,
The
yeah.
price tag kind of caught some people off guard on some of this stuff. Like I think 60, 70 is a lot for a hoodie, 110. Different strokes for different folks. I'm not going to begrudge anybody who does get it. I mean,
No,
you're a big
and
Travis Swanahan, and it's cool, but.
I'll spend money for something that I really want that I think is really high quality. But again, in this case, I have no idea what the quality it is. If the screen print on the front, surely it's not iron on kind of thing, the style that picks away easily. But at the same time, there's nothing here that tells me otherwise. You know what I mean? Obviously, EA is not going to release something that's completely junk and going to be in the trash in a week, but at the same
Right.
time, tell me something about it.
I said I'd like the hoodies that the preferred content creators had at launch. They all had like I think Nike hoodies that all they had was a swoosh on one chest, and over here I think the Cultureville logo. Like pretty simple, but I thought those looked pretty sharp. And
Yeah,
those aren't
absolutely.
those personally are not available for sale.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing is that. With the right thing, people will buy it. But to me, this isn't the right thing, at least not for me. Again, nothing wrong with anybody who else who wants to buy it. It's
No.
just I'm not the target audience.
And if I saw it in the wild, maybe my opinion would change. Maybe if I saw it in the wild, I'd be like, okay, that's really cool. Maybe I do need to get one. But
Yeah.
then it goes in waves. So basically, if somebody wants one of these, you better buy it now because I would guess it may not be there. I think they make it in batches. I don't think they're making mass production of this. So if you don't order it now, I'm going to guess your window is gone.
Yeah, I'm curious, that it's pre-orders closing soon. I'm curious after the pre-orders are closed, are they done? I did notice that when you order it, it takes 2 to 3 weeks after you order it. So in theory, they're printing them on demand. I guess I like this shot is a lot better now that I see this. This is the first I've seen of this. You at least can see the quality is a little bit there, especially like the tag and everything. But that's the first time I've seen anything remotely like that.
It,
So.
like I said, the more I look at it, the more it's growing on me. But it's my initial, when you just look at that initial page, especially on mobile, I'll be honest, first glance wasn't. It wasn't love at first sight, which is, I think, what you may want it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, get your attention and get the interest.
I said, they said more drops are coming soon, not just for college football, but for the other sports as well. Each drop only available for a limited time. And they recommend signing up for, again, an early preview. All that, I'm assuming that's some kind of email sign up, but all that reminds me of is back when College Ball 25 first put out their website, you could sign up to get information. That was one of their big community things, and they never once utilized it. They put out no emails about it. So I'm
Yep.
hesitant to sign up for anything from EA now, which I already was before, but now with College Bowl 25, nah, I'm not signing up for any emails. You didn't take advantage of it when you had it, so
Well,
not
in
going to
this day
make
and
that mistake
age,
again.
yeah, in this day and age, if you're on social media, that's probably the first place you'll hear about it anyways. Even if they send you an email, unless it's targeted to you, then you're
Somebody will
probably going
share
to
it.
hear about it. Exactly,
Right.
exactly. Again, more power to anybody who enjoys this, and I'll be curious to see what people think once they actually start receiving them.
I say it does look better on like on that picture of the people wearing it. It looks better than that it did displayed on the product listing. I mean, like I say, it's growing on me. Maybe not, I don't know if it's enough to spur me out purchase yet, but it does look better. I just wish they had swapped the College Bowl logo and the EA Sports logo because then it would have been really tempting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's to me, EA Sports should be the secondary logo, not the primary.
Especially for jabronis like us, like we host a podcast that's an heard in
Yeah, we could put it front and
50
center.
states and international in several countries. I see the numbers. No
Yep.
offense, I'm not gonna wear EA Sports. College Bowl 25, I might. I would love to.
Yeah,
You just be EA
yeah.
Sports
No,
logo. Nah, sorry.
I agree. I'm the same way.
Tommy, I do want to mention real quick. We did not get to talk about this since it came out after we did the last show. That people are into Ultimate Team. If you drink Coke Zero Sugar, pretty easy to get some free Ultimate Team packs. They're doing a promotion for every few weeks. You can go use the app, scan your barcode of a Coke Zero product, and you get a free Ultimate Team pack, which is kind of cool. If you want to get cards at no cost, that's great. Some kind of quirks with it is when you open it, you get five cards. You only get to pick one of the players. I wish you got to keep all of them. It seems kind of, but I understand at least that way you can kind of customize who you get versus getting five cards you don't want. At least now you can guarantee one of the five is somebody, hopefully, that you picked will help out your roster. When I read the terms and conditions of this, it said that each of the five packs were themed by conferences. And I don't remember the order specifically, but just for example, I think it said like pack one was ACC, pack two was SEC. I might have that backwards, so don't sue me on the details. But when I go in and open the packs, I've opened up the first one. I opened the second one today. We'll put that video up later this week. They're not grouped by conferences. They're just, I don't want to say random schools, but I think today I had LSU, I had SMU, I had Maryland player, an Iowa player. So it doesn't actually match what they're supposed to be, which is fine. But it's one of those, if you want a free pack or free card, you can go to our social media at Gaming Tailgate. We'll be putting up stuff about it. It's a pretty simple way to get some cards.
So I'm curious, how do you scan it? Do you just use the
Mobile.
just the normal like you're scanning a QR code, or do you have to have a certain app installed?
You can do it through Safari, like at least on iPhone. I use the web browser. It does tell you, I think you can use the Coke app. I think it's called Plus One. But my phone is a little older, so it needs the new iOS to operate. So I can't use that. But if you go to the website, like for example, this Coca-Cola website here, it won't fully work here because it'll tell you to use your phone to do it. But I can kind of walk people through here a little bit. Quick scan a product. It says to scan this QR code with a mobile device. And then from the
Gotcha.
mobile will then tell you to scan your product. Then you need to sign into your Coke account, then sign into your EA account. So I mean there's
Yeah,
some
okay.
hoops, it's not as bad as I make it sound.
No, of course. That's the thing. Once you do it the first time, then the second time's that much easier.
And you
It's one of those things, if you're an Ultimate Team fan, then it's free cards, so why not?
And I will say you don't need to buy five different Coke Zero products because the barcodes are all the same. There's not specially marked products. So basically, if you
So
go to a local vending machine and buy a bottle, rinse it out
just
and keep it.
keep it for 12 weeks or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think this ends in December. I think that's when the finally ends. So yeah, if you can stomach having an empty Coke bottle laying around your house,
Or
you don't have to
just cut the tag off.
you or
So
cut the UPC. Yeah, I mean, so it isn't like you have to go hunt down like marked bags like on like a chip promotion or something. It's just buy one and you're good. So I mean that you get five free packs for basically $3. I mean, depending what vending machine you go to or what store you go to, basically a couple bucks get your free packs.
Heck, you can just go to a store and just scan it from there in the store, I suppose.
You could actually, yeah. And I think if somebody is nice enough, they could probably scan the barcode or take a picture and put it online. Maybe that's something some guys who could have a little tailgate go do that. Might have to do that later this evening, actually. With that, we'll wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. We'll be back soon with a tip video talking about No Huddle and Turbo. It's one of those that I think everybody knows how to run No Huddle. Turbo, since it's a new feature, we kind of want to break it down. And I think, personally speaking, I want to learn about it more. And Tommy, you said you want to as well. So the next show, that's what we'll talk about. So for Jeremy and Tommy, Jeremy enjoying those pumpkin spice lattes. I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for watching and listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast.
So it was a very bizarre bit. Excuse me.
Because I found the end credit scene.